Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Peanut Butter Promise Power Encouragement Podcast. My name is Steve.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm Dayton.
And we're here because we're not all there. No, that's just some of us here. We get together at this time and we just try to encourage our audience. That would be you. While we're doing that, we encourage ourselves. We'll talk about what the Peanut Butter Promise is just in a little bit, but I want to talk about where we're filming the Peanut Butter Promise here in the Midwest. We get hit by tornadoes. A couple of years ago, place got hit. That's where Mom and Dad live. We're actually in the David Rose Memorial Library here. But we got hit by a tornado in August of 2018, and it's a bad thing. Wouldn't recommend you ever want to, you know, go through one of those.
No.
We had Mom and Pop and Charlene and I in the basement. But anyway, the place was devastated. Looked like a bomb had gone off. And the next day, I go out. We hear a knock on the door. And all of a sudden, I looked. And I saw three young teenage kids. And they had Kewaskum FFA shirts.
Yes.
Kewaskum is the town 6 miles down from my high school,
right.
Campbellsport.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew exactly what was
Rivals.
Going on. I said, oh, come on. I see them. They got their gloves and their rakes. I'm like, look, this is very difficult because we were taught to hate you people in Kewaskum. So go ahead. She said, can we help clean up? Her and Owen and Cameron and
others.
They were here.
Yep.
And we said, sure, of course you can help.
Right.
And so, look, we'll even allow the enemy to help us sometime when we need help. But that was something I wanted to bring up because Charlene has a title today called Finding the Best in Your Place. And I know she's going to talk about Jada and those people.
The reason I'm going to talk about Jada, Steve, as you know, when she came here, this girl was on fire to help us. I mean, she seriously came to work. She had her gloves. She had her tools. I mean, they were ready to rake and do whatever we needed to do. And they were huffing it. I mean, they were helping us cut wood and do everything. And this girl's story is just amazing. And so I just wanted to share something. Jada shared a story yesterday on Facebook. And it was so intriguing because today I'm going to talk about finding the best in your place. And no matter where you are or what you're going through, there's a best there. All you have to do is look for it. And so I just want to share this story before I get into details on that. Yesterday marked 4 years since our house fire. I would never want another October 14th, but I was lucky to experience an October 15th. October 14th, 2016, our electrical panel started a fire. It quickly spread throughout the house. We all got out safely and went to the camper in our driveway. Before the fire was out, a family friend snuck around the trucks and police vehicles and into the camper. Later that night, our fridge and freezer had food in it. Thanks to that family friend and many others, our phones were ringing with family and friends asking what they could do to help. We went and had dinner with a lot of friends from the fire department. The next morning on October 15th, 2016, we were at breakfast and received a phone call. Where are you? There are 40 people in your driveway. It was 8 a.m. We got home after breakfast and sure enough, cars were parked down the road. I was 13 and I can tell you the names of every single person that was in that driveway. We were and still are blessed to have all of those people in our lives. I am blessed to be learning from the guys that put out the fire and helped us for weeks after. I am blessed to live in a small town where I knew everyone going into that house. I am blessed to have family that made time out of their days to come down and help out. People offered clothing, food, their houses, and several other items to help us. A lot has changed through these 4 years. My mom's pregnant belly has turned into a handsome little 3-year-old. My infant sister has turned into a spunky, sassy 5-year-old. I am almost an adult and am on the same fire department that responded to the fire. We are still in the same house. It's crazy how far we have come. We would not be where we are without the amazing people that were there at the time. Treasure what you have now because tomorrow it may all be gone. Treasure your friends, family, and neighbors because those are who will help you when you need it the most. And hopefully you do the same for them when they need it. That is such a story of gratitude and gratefulness. And that's what this is all about today. Finding the best in your place. With Jada's story, I could just expound on that and share so many things. But this is the girl who came knocking on our door in 2018 asking if she could help us because she told us, she didn't tell us this story. She said, I've been through things and I know what it's like. Yes, she does. And boy, I'll tell you, that girl is just a leader. She grabbed some of her friends and said, we're going to where the tornado hit and we're going to go help those people. You coming along? And they jumped in her truck. You know, they put their work clothes on, jumped in her truck. And they didn't only come for one day. She returned the next day. And the day after that, just to make sure we had things taken care of and that we were done and we didn't need their help anymore. What a beautiful, beautiful person. And like I said, that was 2 years ago. She's going to graduate from high school this year, and she's planning on going off to college. What I want to ask you is, where are you right now in your place? Where are you, and what do you think about? What is your focus on? Many times, we need to just focus on what we're thankful for when things aren't going so well. And I see Jada in this story being grateful for the fact that they had family and friends. Their house just burned. But she was so grateful for the people who showed up, the food that was given to them. She said by that night, the refrigerator and freezer had food in it, in the camper. You know, the one in the house burned. People were providing because this is the kind of person she is. And it reminds me of the story of reaping what you sow. Yeah. You know, you what you give is what you get. When you plant a seed and it's a lemon seed, you're going to get a lemon tree and you get a lot more lemons to make lemonade. So it's up to you what you plant and what you sow. I know that my grandmother, and I talk about this in the Seven Seeds of Service, about my grandmother who had an attitude of gratefulness. She only had a second grade education and she was taken out of school to go to her family home and business, which was a grocery store, and help her mother run that grocery store. And while she did that, this little girl didn't get to go outside and play with friends. She didn't get to have time to play like a normal 8-year-old would. She had to work. She had to learn how to count money, how to measure, you know, flour and sugar and all this other stuff, how to huff stuff up onto the shelves and make sure the shelves were full. Not only that, at home, she had to do laundry. She had to learn how to cook. She had to take care of her little baby brother. I share that all in that chapter, and it's true. Grandma told me, she said, I never complained. She said, I knew that I shouldn't complain. My mom and dad loved me, and I knew that, and I was just doing what I was supposed to do. And she said it wasn't always easy. She wanted to go outside and play. She wanted to go to school. She did not want to quit school. But with that being said, she enjoyed and enveloped the things around her. She said the time with her grandmother was time that she would never trade for anything. Her grandmother taught her how to look for herbs out in the woods that would help to make medicine for them when they were sick, that would help to herbs and stuff that they could put in their soups and the mushrooms and stuff. She said her grandmother would draw her pictures of the certain leaves, and grandma would bring one back and she'd say, no, look at the veins are going in the wrong direction. You need to find them that they go. And my grandma learned herbs, you know, at 8 years old, 9 years old. So these are the things that when you're in the place that you don't think you should be in, these are places where you don't want to be in, but you can make the most out of it and you can find the best in that place. Because in the end, my grandma lived to be 93 years old and took care of many, many people because of the gift she was given at 8 years old. And the gift that she said she was given was the ability to be with her family and learn these things. So she missed out on an education. She didn't go to prom. She didn't go to homecoming. She didn't have a boyfriend. She didn't have girlfriends that she could giggle with and curl hair and do stuff like that. She had to work. And, you know, the thing that she realized is when she was an adult, that what she missed out on, she could enjoy and help other people enjoy that. But she saw the needs of other people because of it. And that's where we come into having a grateful attitude, but also meeting the need. Mm-hmm. You know, my grandmother had taken care of so many people. There was one gentleman that was across the street from her, a neighbor. He was a widow, and he lived all by himself. And he got very, very ill, and he had to go to the hospital. And when he was in the hospital, grandma went to visit him. He had to have surgery, and they were going to put him in a nursing home. And he asked my grandma, can you help me? And my grandma said, absolutely. And you know what she did? She built a room in the back of her house. She made one of her rooms into a nursing room where she put a bed in there, a table, a chair. She had a bedpan. She had everything she needed, and it was right next to the restroom. And she would take care of this man until he got well, and then he went back home. That's the kind of person my grandma was. And I am so blessed to tell you that, because she loved people sincerely. She didn't do it because she wanted them to approve her. She knew that people had needs, and she met those needs. She found the best in that place. Her home was open to people who needed help. And not only that, you know, when I was older and was called to go take care of my grandma, we planted a garden. And we planted so many cucumbers and tomato plants. And I think, Grandma, you're 90 years old. What are you going to do with all these tomatoes when they come? Because I know when you plant seeds, you're going to get a crop. And I knew how many seeds I was planting because I used to have my own garden. And I thought, this is way too much for Grandma. What is she going to do with this? She said, you'll see. Well, after we reaped a harvest, and we really did, Grandma asked me to go downstairs and get some shoeboxes out of the cellar and then line them with foil, and then put so many carrots in one and so many tomatoes and so many cucumbers and, you know, this and that, whatever was in the garden. And then she'd say, now you take that down to the widow down on the street, the widower and his son, and just tell them this is from Hazel. And I'd drop it off and give it to them. And they were so blessed. And then she'd have this bigger box and she'd say, now take this down to the divorced lady with the 5 kids and drop it off to her. And I did. Then she'd say, now go across the street and give this to the single woman that lives across the street. And I did. But I got to reap the gratefulness and the thankfulness that they were having at the time. They didn't have a garden and they were getting fresh produce. And so that was the blessing. And so After that, she had me go next door to a lady who wasn't always really nice to my grandmother. And I don't put that in a harsh way. Grandma understood something about this lady. She had had a special needs son, and her husband died of cancer, and both of them were gone. Her son died. He got hit by a car, I think. And she had gone through some things. So Grandma thought, you know what? I don't hold anything against her. She didn't say it. She just didn't hold anything against anyone. And she made this really big box. And I said, Grandma, who is that for? And she said, take that next door to the lady next door. And I said, but Grandma, she's not always very nice to you. She said, I'm not doing it so that she'll like me. I'm doing it because she needs this too. And my grandma never held a grudge. And that's the thing I loved about it, is that she would meet the needs of everybody around her. It didn't matter who they were. And so Grandma was living on her own, 90 years old, in her own house, and she was very blessed by that. But she couldn't get out and do things because she had rheumatoid arthritis, and she'd be sitting in a wheelchair. And she would do this way. I mean, she was still meeting the needs. She was finding the best in her place where she was at. And it wasn't the best place for her. She was crippled. She was in pain. She never complained. She never talked about that. She talked about the next thing she was going to do, Christmas cookies at Christmas. We did the same thing, made all these cookies. Grandma, who are these for? Go get the shoe boxes, line them with foil. Now you get to decorate the box and take it to the widow down the street. You get to take it to the door. And it was the same thing. And Grandma just took care of her neighbors. She found the best.
Could you imagine how great this world would be if we had more Jadas and more Hazels out there doing for others instead of worrying about themselves?
Amen.
What a great place
it would be. You know, it reminded me of Corrie Ten Boom, The Hiding Place. I read her story, and I've listened to her talk. Her and Betsy were in a concentration camp, okay? They had hidden some Jews up in their attic, and then they were found. And when they were found, they were all taken and put into concentration camps. And of course, her father was killed and her sister Betsy died in her arms. But before Betsy died, Betsy said something to Corrie to help Corrie get through without her being in the concentration camp. She didn't know where she was going to end up. So she told her, there is no pit so deep that God is not deeper still. And what she was saying, that even though this is a terrible place, we have good in us. We have God. And whether we live or die, He's always with us. And we have that in us. And until we die, we can always know there is that piece of goodness that is always with us.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for sharing that story. about Jada. Thank you for sharing the story about Hazel, and kudos, man. Yeah, we should have more Jadas and Hazels, and let that Jada and Hazel turn into Steve. And we hope that we're helping to provide that too through the Peanut Butter Promise. So what's the action step here, Charlene? Okay.
This is my challenge to anybody and everybody who's listening. No matter what anybody's ever done to you, like my grandmother, she knew that that lady had spoken evil about her next door, but my grandma loved this lady. And the Word of God says that do not repay evil with evil, but overcome evil with good. And so if something in your heart is hurting you, first of all, may I recommend that you take some time and find out what's really hurting you. And then take care of that with God. I know that without my relationship with the Lord, my life was miserable and I didn't have any hope. But I have hope. And, you know, I recommend reading this book of Corrie Ten Boom's, The Hiding Place. The reason I recommend that is because she will help you to understand that things are worse in the world than you think. And your life's not so bad. And whatever you're going through, I don't take it lightly. But I recommend, and I really, really challenge you, meet the needs of other people. Think about your neighbors. Think about other people. Get your mind off of yourself. Once you dealt with it, let it go and allow the discipline of practice where you can learn how to change the wrong attitudes into the right attitudes. Get yourself into focusing on something that's better than what you're in.
Wow.
If you're looking for material, Peanut Butter Promise is everywhere. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Podbean, where you can get the podcast, and YouTube. So we're trying to get this information out to people so that we can all start living a little bit better, thinking a little bit more about others.
Amen.
And what Charlene was talking about is from our book, The Peanut Butter Promise, Spreading Hope to Fulfill Your Purpose, which you can get more details at peanutbutterpromise.com. And that was from the chapter called Seven Seeds of Service by Charlene. So anyway, if you know anybody who needs some encouragement, send them here.
Please.
And that will encourage us. Comments, questions, any topics that you have you want us to dwell on, we'll certainly do that. So for Dayton, Charlene, I'm Steve. Until next time. Make it a fantastic Peanut Butter Promise Day.